where they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the midst. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My beloved people, today, Christ was crucified. But let us not forget the two others who were crucified with him. They represent us. They were both sinners. They both committed sin. They were both judged. They both carried their cross. They both were nailed to their cross. Yet, one was taken up to paradise, and one was not. They were both, in all outward appearances, the same. Why was one saved? Why was one not? The significance of these two others who were crucified with Christ begins in the book of Genesis. We have Cain. We have Abel. God, from the very beginning, required sacrifice from us. And from the very beginning, the first two children of Adam and Eve offered sacrifice to God. Cain offered the grains of the crops he grew, and Abel offered the animals that he husbanded. Both offered sacrifice, yet God accepted the one and not the other. Why was this? To all outward appearances, both sacrifices were the same, the first fruits. But one was accepted, and the other was not. What was the difference between these two sacrifices, between Cain and Abel? The heart, the disposition of the heart. God does not look at the sacrifice, he looks at the heart of the giver. What disposition is it in? Abel willingly offered sacrifice. Cain offered sacrifice, but not willingly. So his was rejected, and Abel's was accepted. There are many other parallels in the Holy Bible, in the Holy Gospels, that our Lord brings out about the acceptableness and the rejection of our sacrifices. Our blessed Lord, in one of his parables, or in real life, saw a rich man go up to the temple and deposit a large sum of money in the temple treasury. Did not this rich man offer his sacrifice? Did he not fulfill his duty by giving? But then also, just after this rich man, our blessed Lord saw an old widow woman who had only two small mites, and she went up to the temple and put those two small mites into the treasury. Her offering, to all outward appearances, is so insignificant, so small, it probably could not even buy one candle for the altar of our Lord. Yet, whose offering was accepted, and whose offering was not? The widow, in offering just the two small mites, was giving all that she had. She was giving of herself, for she had nothing. She had to sacrifice probably several meals. Just to offer those two mites to our Lord. She gave freely of herself. But the rich man, when he put his large sum of money in the temple treasury, what did he offer? He gave of his excess. He lost nothing, for he had plenty more. But the widow gave of herself all that she had, and she had to suffer for it. A man, as our Lord tells us, had two sons and a vineyard. he asked one of the sons to go work out in the vineyard for him. But the son said, "No, I will not." Yet later on, he reflected upon this, and he went and worked in the vineyard. And the man went to his other son and asked him, "Go work in my vineyard." And that son said, "Yes, Father, I will." Yet he did not go. Now when the father went out to the vineyard to see the progress that was being made by the son who said yes, was he not surprised when he saw the son that said no? Our gift, our offering, is not in what we say, for if it is, the son who said yes was right. But our gift, our offering, our sacrifice is in what we do, not just what we say. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee prayed that he was not like other men, that he was just, kind, and righteous. He did all that the law required. He fulfilled to the letter his religious duties. The publican was also in the temple to pray. And what was his prayer? He knew what manner of man he was. He knew he was a sinner. All the publican could pray was for God to have mercy on his soul. He was not concerned about the Pharisee in the temple. He was not concerned about what others were doing. His only concern in his prayer was that he himself was a sinner, and for God to have mercy on his soul. There are many instances where our blessed Lord speaks much about two people. Two were out in the field. One was taken. One was left behind. Two women were at the mill. One was taken, and one was left behind. two men were crucified with our blessed Lord. One was taken, one was left behind. Why? Why was one sacrifice accepted and one rejected? Cain and Abel, the two men who went up to the temple to pray, the rich man and the widow woman, the father with two sons, the two men on the left and on the right. These two men represent us. Both of them were sinners. Both lived the same lives in the world. Yet one acknowledged his cross as just and holy. The other cursed his cross and God for imposing it upon him. Both had to endure the cross. Both had to endure the same pains. Yet one was taken and one was left behind. All of us in this world are sinners, just like these two men on the cross. We all must endure our crosses. They are all the same. It is only our pride, our selfishness, which does not see the crosses of others. It is our pride and our selfishness which makes our crosses bigger, we think, than our neighbor's cross. We all must endure the cross as the two men endured their cross. One was taken, one was left behind. Which one, my good people, are we? Are we like the man on the right hand? Do we acknowledge our sinfulness, our nothingness? Do we accept the pains of our cross as the man on the right did? Are we like the man on the left who had to endure the same pains of the cross yet did not accept them, rejected them, thought he did no wrong, would not acknowledge his crime before God, and even blasphemed God for putting that cross upon him? Let us today reflect upon these two men. They are us hanging upon that cross. One was accepted, and one was rejected. Not from outward appearances, but from the disposition of our heart. Let us look at the disposition of our hearts. And can we ask our blessed Lord, hanging in the midst, to remember us when he enters his kingdom? Or will we blaspheme him as the man on the left? My good people, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Thank you.